Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta tear for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertaining? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti. A self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk-offs. What's going on here? Help me! You're not gonna suck it. Get out. Wow, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain.
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant.
No. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
You ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
You guys suck.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakened. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Yes, we have returned. Welcome, everybody. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. We are live. It is August 24th.
Oof.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Almost your birthday.
Oh.
I remember your birthday. Sort of. Almost. Welcome, everybody. It's the Conti Kenny Show. I am Joe Conti. That's Kenny Michaels. We're here every Monday night, 7 o'clock, on morelikeradio.com. And you can also catch us every Saturday night at midnight in Boston on WMEX 1510 on your AM dial. Yes, we're on terrestrial. We actually do
it's
clean radio.
Yeah.
So
we're doing 2 hours straight now.
Yep.
Just like this one.
Yep. 2 hours and no Friday night show, and we do a 2 hour show on Saturday.
But this one I can say ball bag, fuck face, motherfucker.
And give a raspberry. Very good.
That's my new thing, is the raspberry.
The raspberry, yep. My new thing is my Sam Kinison impression, which is so terrible, but it makes this idiot laugh. So
I was listening to the show Saturday night, and I was dying.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. It's great.
Yeah. Those are the best when it's just so dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
That it makes you laugh.
Very funny.
Go to ContiKenny.com for all of the information. And the family is growing, and we'll discuss more about that next week. But, you know, the family includes, you know, everybody in the chat room, but it's white-ass Brent, who our online producer. And then we got Doug Nelson, who does the news, calls in and always puts up really cool shit on our Twitter and stuff. But we're going to have another edition, but we'll discuss more about that next week when everything is inked.
I thought you were pregnant or something.
No, we're not. We're not having a baby.
Yeah.
Not at all.
She got a tube stein?
No.
Is she tied up? No.
No.
You tied?
No. I don't even wear a condom. She just reminded me of that. She goes, you know, when we first started dating, we were, you know, discussing sex and all that. And she goes, I remember you just clearly going, yeah, I don't wear condoms.
Yeah. Who does anymore these days?
The only time, it's funny, the only time I really wore condoms was with hookers.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it. I never wore them with regular chicks.
Of course,
there's only like four regular chicks on my repertoire, but
yeah, I always when it first started, like the first couple encounters, most of the time it took a while to have sex. You know what I mean? I wasn't gonna plow anybody in a bathroom at a go-go bar, you know,
right.
Or a nightclub or
a
something
diner
like that.
Or something, right?
Yeah, unless I knew them. If I knew who they were, if they looked clean. Then they're, you know,
because you can always tell if somebody has syphilis.
Yeah, if
by the pimples on their face.
If the hairs did and they got some makeup on.
The hairs did.
They're clean.
Yeah, of course. Clean. Right.
You don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah. Go bang Pam Anderson. How's your hepatitis?
Yeah, if someone takes the time to comb their hair and
that
brush
means
the
they
teeth,
don't have an STD.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
You know what? That's another quote. I think that's another quote. If somebody takes the time
to comb their hair
and put makeup on,
brush their teeth,
they don't have an STD.
No, because they've taken the time to, you know, they smell good, you know, if they got a good
smell
about them.
Of course, if they smell good.
Yeah, yeah.
If they talk to you in English.
Yes, if they're personable and have a good family.
If you want to join the chat room, go to morelikeradio.com/live. And when you go in there, there'll be a little thing on the right that says change username. Because if you don't do that, you get this number. So if you want to be whoever you want to be, a superhero, you click change username. And then in the spot where you would type in, a little thing comes up and it says Nick, which is short for nickname. And just type in whatever you want to be and boom, that's who you are. If you want to put Clark Kent, you want to put the Green Hornet, you want to put Big Dick Willie, whatever you want to put in there.
Brent in the chat room. Today we learned Conti Raw Dogs Bev.
You know what? We're teaching people stuff already. Teaching how you can tell if somebody has an STD.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, if they don't comb their hair, nope. They're not friendly.
Yep.
Smell not too nice.
Breath's a little off. Yep.
They probably have an STD.
And it's the same thing that goes with... if you see a girl smoking, she sucks dick.
Yeah, is that what it
remember
is?
Remember that? Yeah, remember we went over this years
think
ago.
I remember that.
Yeah,
but then is this...
if a girl is willing to suck on cancer on a cigarette,
right?
She 100%
put
sucks,
the old skin.
Oh, absolutely, sucks
skin
a dong
cigarette in her
you
face.
You could probably splooge right in her forehead. She's probably into it. Not saying that every girl that smokes does that, but right away, immediate, you see her take a puff of a cigarette, you know she eats dong.
It depends on the way she smokes a cigarette, I think. There are certain girls that smoke a cigarette, and it's like, yeah, she takes it in the face very well. Then there's some who... First of all, I've seen girls that don't even look like they should be smoking. They don't look like smokers. You
right,
know some people...
Right.
I even know guys, friends of mine, I'm like, you're a smoker?
Yeah.
A president doesn't look like a smoker.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Exactly. If a girl smokes a cigarette like an ice road trucker... Then she's like a meaty kind of a, like a rough chick, you know? If she looks like a dude when she smokes, but if a girl smokes like a girl or a girl smokes like a dude, if she's smoking, she probably likes anal and she sucks on dongs.
Do you ever see a girl when she smokes and they inhale and their cheeks go in? You ever see that?
Yeah, when he's sucking it, yeah.
It goes like that?
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
I'm telling you, if she's willing to put cancer in her mouth, she's willing to take a dong. Right in the face.
Big Scott Will in chat. If you're
how about
unkempt,
that, Boston?
If you're unkempt, you've got the clap. Okay. Yeah, see? They're already starting to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're unkempt, you have the clap.
It's the preparedness. You know, you're going to be careful and stay away from STDs, just like you would stay away from knots in your hair. Or
listen, if I was single and I went on a date, I would bring a comb. I would bring soap, some cologne, and Tic Tacs.
And what would you just put it in a bag and give it to her and go, let me see you use that.
Just use all that, and then let's fuck. Let me put it in you. I don't have to worry about a goddamn, you know.
I remember when I first started having sex, after, like, I would have sex, and I was using a condom at that time, because, you know, it was, you know, very unromantic where, you know, those conversations when you were a teenager, they're like, are you clean? Hey, what am I, fucking Freddie Mercury, of course? I've never fucked before.
I would ask my VHS tape that.
Yeah, there's nothing cleaner than this guy.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And but I would always wear a condom, and then when I wasn't getting sex, I would masturbate with a condom on to recreate the sensation of the sex that I had.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I would when I was a kid, because I, you know, I was like, and here's the thing, I never once had a
problem. Please, Western Echo, can you email me that picture? That's fantastic. Please email that to me.
I never once had a problem.
There you go. See?
Yeah, Brentius, you guys got to join the chat. Brentius put in a picture of a hot, beautiful woman smoking. That,
see the way she smoked it?
Yeah.
That she didn't.
She doesn't inhale.
You know when they go, like when you...
She just blows it out. She's not inhaling.
Like when they use all their lips to smoke it. Like when girl... You ever see somebody who like pretend you're being like an old person with no teeth, and you go, and you put your lips inside your mouth?
Yeah.
You ever see girls that smoke like that a little bit?
Yeah.
Stop. But she put her lips out, and then she... Well, and plus she's hot.
She's hot, but you have to see that she doesn't inhale. That's not inhaled smoke.
Well, she's probably doing it
She's
doing it for a commercial or something.
Yeah. You ever been around a girl that takes a drag of a cigarette, blows it out, and then spits? Oh, those are brilliant.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, that's great. I know exactly what you are. You're a zero. You've got nothing going for you. Any girl that spits in front of men, not like, oh, I got a bug in my mouth, you know?
Yeah.
But just like hanging around going, yeah, did you see that fucking Camaro? That was nice. Yeah, right.
Well, and you know what? Because I'm always, like if I got a little phlegm, I'm always like, oh, and my girl hates that.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And she's not like, you know, prissy or whatever, you know, nothing bothers her. She doesn't give a shit
about.
But that is like. She'll never spit in front of me.
Yeah, guys hang around as they're like jingling their balls, just talking about the Yankees. They'll
hook
tui, you know?
Yeah.
Like nothing. If you see a girl do that, one, you could probably put your finger in her butt right there.
Yeah,
that's
true.
She would have no problem with it. And she's totally down for the whole thing. And she's probably pretty good at it. And it's funny. It's funny if you've ever experienced having sex with a woman that was a little rough, a girl that was a little rough.
Right.
It's weird to see how they change when they're being intimate. Have you ever been with a girl that's a little bit rough on around? Not looks wise. I'm not talking about that.
Well, they try to be a little bit more tomboyish. Little tomboy.
Yeah.
They try to be tough.
You know, most of the time it's like hippie girls. You know,
yeah.
There was a couple of times where once you take the clothes off and you start sucking on a tit, they get right into the girl mood. You know what I mean? They go right. They drop all that fucking whatever.
Because a lot of them want to be like more like a guy. They want to be more tough, but then all of a sudden
they're putting the walls up to be like this.
Yeah,
tough, you know, they're emotionally scarred anyway. You know, so they're easy targets.
Guest 639 and a third, whatever the fuck. And all girls named Donna are insane. I think all girls named Donna are whores, and never trust anybody named Rudy.
Oh, Donna!
I've always said that. Rudy? Donnas are all whores, and never trust anybody named Rudy.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Rudy?
Do you know any Rudys? You have to think about it.
The only Rudy I know is the comedian.
Rudy V?
Rudy V, yeah. Rudy,
he doesn't count.
Yeah.
He's trustworthy.
I don't know him well enough to be trusted.
Yeah. I know two Rudys that are
Rudiger,
trustworthy.
Rudy, the movie Rudy.
But his name wasn't really Rudy.
Rudy from Cosby Show. I know that Rudy.
Wasn't a real name.
I don't know. Otherwise, I don't know Rudy.
I'm telling you, in the chat, you'll understand. Think about it. Most Rudys are untrustworthy.
and Donnas are all whores.
Did you know Donnas were whores before he brought it up in the chat room?
No, yes. But, yeah. But he went with...
with Don.
Yeah. Don't... It's Eric. I'm not sure which Eric.
Okay, well, you'll figure it out. Yeah.
But
it's funny to see how the shell, when you peel back the shell, you know, it's like a hard-boiled egg. You take the egg, you know, the hard shell off, and you get them naked, and they turn right into women.
Yeah, they took
into
mush. Yeah.
Yeah. Turn right back into women. They're, like, getting kissed on the neck, and, you know, and they stop spitting. They don't curse as much.
They
stop playing slaps.
I very shortly dated a girl who was like that, where... Everything she did, she would always say things to get a reaction.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And she was always play, like, kind of tough. She would never call me by my first name. She would just call me by my last name.
Okay, gotcha. Right? Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Which I don't mind, but I'm saying, always.
But coming from a girl, it's different. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She actually would call
That's
me.
Exactly what
she
I'm
would
talking
call
about.
Me. She would sometimes she would call me JC.
Right.
She's like, what's up, JC? I'm like, okay, this is a girl that, you know. We're fooling around.
Exactly
but
what
that's
I'm talking
okay.
about. Yeah.
And then when...
You're on top of her and she's like, oh, Conti. Which you don't mind,
no,
but it's weird.
Right, but once we a little intimate,
yeah.
Then she just...
Melted.
She
yeah.
became more girlish.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. yeah. Whatever that exterior is, it's fucking fake. Because every girl wants to be a girl. Unless you're a dyke or a transgender, you want to be a dude... But every girl wants to be a girl. Every girl wants to be holed and rubbed down and kissed on the neck and the earlobes and all that kind of stuff. They all want it, and they melt.
Oh, it's so my friend Eric. Holy shit. What's up, brother?
Any girl that says that's not, she's full of shit.
That's what?
That she's not a cream puff inside.
Nah.
She's got a... You know, a hard candy shell and creamy in the middle.
Right, exactly. They're like M&M's.
Yeah. Melted M&M's.
Melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
Like a hard-boiled egg. You take the shell off, get them naked, and they got
to... And then you take whatever's inside of them and throw
and
them out.
And they have a... And, what,
and just have an egg white omelet. No. Are you talking about
like
abortion?
They're like a hard-boiled egg.
Oh,
you take
okay.
the shell off, right? So
right.
then they're naked and they're soft. And then you get into their inside, and their core is just this ball of...
flaky yuckness.
Hard, yes. hard gray round yeah. ball of despair.
Yeah, and
that's
it's like,
what their core is.
Is this what you've been hiding? Is this what you've been hiding?
You take the shell off, soft exterior, and then you crack into that core, and it's just a gray ball of hate and fucking.
DeChrome says women are like Cadbury eggs in the summer sun. Yes, as long as that outer part stays nice.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you dig inside and there it is.
Yep.
The blackness.
You peel the wrapper
of that
off.
That soul.
Yeah. You peel the wrapper off and then all of a sudden it opens up and just oozes out hate.
Absolutely.
And
oh,
bullshit.
I forgot. If you want to call the show, it's 240-HI-CNK, which is 240-442-2635. 240-442-2635. And,
Like they say, women are a labyrinth. Women are a labyrinth.
Women are what?
A labyrinth.
It's a maze. Oh, a maze, yeah.
It's from Cable Guy, Jim Carrey.
I never saw that.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
I gotta see
great
it.
Movie. Great movie.
I like Jim Carrey.
Yeah, but it's not your prototype.
I mean,
I like
Liar Liar is like one of my...
No, it's not. It's
and
not
Truman
like
Show. I like Truman Show.
It's different. It's dark.
I heard it's a very dark comedy.
Yeah, yeah. It's but it's good. It's good. But it's a good Jim Carrey. They're laying on the roof and women are a labyrinth.
Right.
Steven, it's the fun bus.
All right. What do you want to? We haven't even started the show. What do you want to?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Turkey leg eating motherfucker.
What happened? Oh yeah, that's right.
Let's get into your weekend first. We got a couple of things.
We got
turkey legs and ball bags.
I had a very busy week.
You did. Well, you had off with Beth.
Me and my girl had off, and but instead of like going on vacation, we just took.
You got back from vacation and you just had some days. You hung out with friends.
Yeah.
You know.
Tuesday, we went to the nudie beach.
Here's the thing. We got turkey legs and ball bags.
Yeah. First, we went to the nude. I went to her nude beach, finally. I wore my skivvies.
Yeah.
There were a few people.
Had you ever been there before?
No. I'd never been there before.
And Bev's a regular.
She's a regular there. And it was fine. Like, dude, none of that shit bothers me. I don't get offended. I saw 40,000 cocks. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. I could give a shit. What the hell are they putting on there? Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So, but it was funny because we sit down, and 2 minutes after we sit down, this guy comes over, and he's obviously a regular there.
And what people have to understand, too, you didn't see any sexual acts.
No.
Nothing like that. It's not like that. There's a flirtation point.
There are people that sneak onto it, but they're obviously there because they want to see what's going on. They're not regular people that just enjoy.
They call that surf casting.
What do they call it? Surf casting.
Surf casting. All right. You're on the beach, you're fishing and throwing it into
the water.
That.
Yeah.
You're surf casting.
So 2 minutes after we sit down, this guy comes over and walks over to it. Did he squat, gentleman?
You're laying on your back and trying to get a suntan, and he comes right over your shoulder and squats like a catcher.
No, I was actually.
And it's just a big gonzo right next to
you. A nice chair because I don't give a fuck about tanning, you know? So I'm just in a chair. And he comes over, and he's a peculiar built guy because from the side, his body almost looks like an S. Like his front, like, you know, his torso is like in the front, and then his back. And then his hiney, like if you look at him from the side, he almost looks like an S. It's weird.
Okay.
But he had the fucking hugest fucking mule. Like this mule was just resting. It didn't even move. It's like it doesn't move. It's like it was so heavy. It just stood there.
You should have took a selfie with
him. I would have loved to take a picture of that fucking thing. But he, nice guy. He obviously has seen Beverly before, but he's like, he's got some sort of accent. From some island somewhere.
Oh, what a creep.
But not too, you know.
White guy? Black guy?
Black dude.
Oh, black dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the reason why the dong was huge.
Huge.
Really?
But the best, dude, the funniest thing that I noticed.
Dexter St. Jock from Eddie Murphy Raw.
is Don't when let him you fool see ya. A fucking a guy completely naked. Just wearing a hat. I don't know what it is, but I couldn't fucking stop laughing. So many of these guys, they're just completely naked. They're horrific. And they got hats on. The straw hat. He's wearing a straw hat.
A black guy wearing a straw
hat. Fucking straw hat. And this is a ton of guys. I just found it hilarious.
What is he, Tiger Wood?
Tiger 2x4. Actually, while we were there, this fucking fishing boat, you know, like boats will fly by in the, you know, go by in the ocean when you're on the water.
Uh-huh.
A boat was like
pop me on
75 fucking feet off of the fucking thing flying, going by.
Really?
Fishing boat. And they stopped and the lifeguards had to tell them, you guys got to go back. Wash your dick in the sink and all that shit. Women gonna do it classy. They don't fuck around like us. They gonna do it classy. It's like, hey, I don't do this often. I'm gonna do it right. You know when your woman's gonna fool around? When you keep messing her over, then eventually she says some shit like this. You know, I think I'm gonna go to the Bahamas by myself for the weekend. Yeah. Okay. And you and everybody that's real romantic, the motion, the ocean is shimmying off the moon is shimmying off the ocean. And your woman's standing there looking at it and crying. And all of a sudden, a dude named Dexter walks up. Dexter St. Jack. You walk up swinging his dick. Any good at smooth Bahama shit on your woman? What a beautiful girl like you doing by herself on the island of love. This is the island for lovers. You should be being held right now. Girl, what you crying about?
Is this how it happened?
I have some problems with my boyfriend, so I can't.
Yeah, except this was right in front of me.
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, got a nice tan. We went in the water for a little bit.
Yeah, well, you're friggin' Italian, so you just turned.
And she was happy.
Yeah.
She was happy that I went to her beach.
And saw what actually goes on.
Yeah,
you know,
and I've never had an issue
you've never had any kind of issue with that.
But it was a Tuesday, so there wasn't, you know, their whole group of people, but there's still a lot of people there.
Do they have regular days that everybody kind of like meets up, or is it
usually
just
usually on Saturday when she goes Saturday morning? And
yeah, because it's a lot of her friends. Everyone gets off work.
Yeah, but it was weird because the boat stopped like 100 yards from where you're about to walk in.
Yeah,
and these guys start fishing. And I'm like, what the fuck are these guys doing? And the lifeguards are going, no, you got to get out. You're way too close. Because they're trying to check out the nude people.
Absolutely.
It was so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, really, guys? You're willing to get maybe have your boat get fucking locked, smashed on a fucking sandbar or something? So you can look at nude people?
Now, here, let me ask you this. Was there anyone there where you were like, woman-wise, where you were like, holy shit.
Just one, but she wasn't nude.
She wasn't nude. She was accompanied by somebody else.
No, she was just wearing a bikini.
Wearing a bikini.
And getting tan. And maybe, I don't know why you would go there if you're by yourself. And she looked like she was by herself.
By herself, really? Yeah. I mean, she likes looking at dong.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But she was there definitely to get tan. Like, she was throwing 10W-40 on herself, greasing herself off real well.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, and then just was laying there.
That's let's look into that for a second. That's an odd thing.
Yeah.
You know?
For a chick to be there.
For a chick. Like, if a dude was there, automatically you're like, what are you doing?
Of course. That's why I didn't feel bad because I was with her.
Yeah.
Because if I was by myself just walking around, there were some people there were some women that just had bottoms on. They had their top. You saw a few guys just walking around, like, in a group, like two or three of them all wearing their bottoms, and you were like, well, they're obviously just,
scoping it out. Yeah. Yeah. You kind of have to participate if you're alone. Like, you're with someone who's nude, so they're like, all right.
It's like getting in a club, like a ladies' night club. You come in there with a girl, they're going to let you in.
Right, right. Yeah. Absolutely. See, I would be, if it was the reversal, and if I was that girl, and it was mostly women kind of a thing, Were you ever worried about if you were naked? You had the shorts on or whatever, but were you ever worried that if you said, you know what, Bev, I'll do this for you, you go naked, did you ever think you would get a rod or anything like that?
No.
You know? You know what I mean? Because I've never personally been on there, but I always thought that, if I spring a rod with dung around me, I'm going to have a reputation. Right. But if there was a lot of women and I'm with someone and I spring a rod...
Yeah,
I'm gonna get in trouble.
No, there were so many guys there. There were so many fucking guys there that I think it was 70-30.
Yeah,
you know that there were so many guys there. There's no way I was springing around.
How do you feel you stacked up against the softies?
I don't know. Right in the middle, I guess.
Right in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the one thing I don't mind if my erect penis is okay. Like I said, it's. Yeah. Six or so would have.
Like, I wouldn't mind if I would have fucking, branched out a little bit and then softened up. It would, it still has that fucking, erection blood in it. And it looks a little fat. It looks
nicer.
Exactly.
Yeah. A little bit of right after, like, the morning wood or whatever, you get out of a hot shower, and it's all kind of dingling dangling.
Oh, yeah.
You feel pretty good about yourself.
Yep.
But, you come in from shoveling snow. Ooh. And you're like, phew. I got issues.
Yeah, I mean, you go to sit down to pee, and sometimes it'll just squirt right out of the toilet. It's like you're trying to put that in that fucking hole between your legs.
You almost got to hold your nose and blow out like you're trying to pop your eardrums and get it out of your.
Because you have that. Because if you go to take a dump and you're peeing, there's that triangle. There's a triangle hole. It's your two legs, and then the front of the toilet.
Right.
So it's a triangle. And you got to put your fucking pee-pee and make sure it's down.
Yeah.
Well, when you're a little cold out, that fucking thing, it ain't going south. There's nothing in there. It's like,
I know exactly.
It's like trying to bend a thimble. It's not happening. So you got to just sit there and give it, do something where it'll actually go and go into the hole and pee in there.
It's like,
or else you get it in the front, and she'll be like, did one of the cats pee in front of the toilet? No, that was me. It's cold out.
Yeah. It's like trying to make a turtle kiss his own chest.
That's exactly it.
It really is. You just take the top of his head and try to make him kiss his own chest.
Trying to do it, and he's just not happening.
That's how you gotta poop.
Yeah. He's got a very small head, and it's not happening. He's got no neck. Jesus.
Oh, shit. So the nudie beach you did. Then I saw a few pictures of you pretending to chomp there on a turkey leg, because where'd you go?
Oh, yeah. Then we took my nephew one day to a park, and then we went, where did we go Thursday? We did something every fucking day. Thursday we went to New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Yes, New Hope, oh. Yeah.
So we
got
to, absolutely. All right. So, Joe, tell us about picking up hookers. that's for another show. I could do an hour about picking up hookers. So, New Hope, right? We went with my friend Rich Woods and his wife Jane. And so we're walking around New Hope, and it was nice, you know? New Hope, it's all the fucking shops and all that shit.
Sure.
So now we go to this Cuban restaurant that has a bar right in front, open on the main strip.
Big Scott's that little squirter of piss through the gap where the seat meets the toilet. That's right.
So, oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead. Check your shit. Yeah.
So now we sit at a bar outside right on the main strip.
And for people who don't know, New Hope, Pennsylvania, it's kind of a, it's like a destination. It's kind
artsy,
of
artsy, kind of gay, a lot, very gay, not a very gay, there's a lot of gays
gay,
that live
hippie,
there, but it's a hippie, artsy place. And
craft beer, hipster
you walk
shit.
Around and you, there's a bunch of shops.
Yeah.
And my friend Rich,
head
he
shops,
loves all that
shit. You can buy all kinds of different
buy
shit.
Buy all that kind of stuff. And we just went. It was fun, you know? It's fine, you know? So now we get at the bar, and we were just sitting for a few. They were going to get a drink. And from a...
You're in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
New Hope, Pennsylvania.
You, Bev, and...
Rich and his wife, Jane.
Rich and Jane, yeah.
And then all of a sudden...
The Unvanilla Marriaged author.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And Yahweh to Hell.
Yahweh to Hell, yeah. My friend Rich, author.
Author.
Author. And
thrice time author.
Is it three times?
Yeah, three times, right? It was an unlearned.
Yeah,
Unlearned Marriage. Yahweh to Hell.
That was his newest one.
Yeah, but there was one other one. Yeah, there was one before that, I believe. Anyway.
So, and then all of a sudden.
You go to the bar. You figure
out
to
the
let's
bar?
Get some snacks and a beer.
There's
or
a few people sitting around. It's outside. It's very
cafe-ish
nice.
Cafe-ish kind of thing.
Sit down for 2 minutes. And a guy just goes, excuse me. I'm like, he goes, have you ever, like, got to, like, an intersection where there's four stop signs and you don't know what to do, so you decide you're going to wave and then they wave and they're, I'm like, what the fuck?
For people that don't know, it's a classic Joe Conti bit. That is that he's known
the four-way for intersection.
Four-way intersection, and it's absolutely brilliant. And from my mother to my entire family, every friend that has ever seen, every friend of mine that ever seen Joe perform, they remember. It's just a classic bit, and it's a Conti bit.
So I'm like,
so you're in New Hope at a bar.
I'm in New Hope at a bar.
And some asshole,
some dick who looks like Richard Dreyfuss.
Did you ever go to a intersection where there's...
And I'm like, oh, dude, my head hit the fucking bar. Rich, his wife, and Beverly are fucking howling. They're howling at this. Yes, it's on Happiness, Big Scott Will. Only the DVD. It's not on the CD because it's more of a visual. So we didn't put it on the CD because it's the last bit. Yeah. Anyway, I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So we end up talking to the guy.
Yeah.
The guy was at the Mount Arlington show that I just headlined 2 weeks earlier.
Right, right.
So now he's sitting there, and there's another guy and two other women. And I'm thinking that they know, and they were, like, all talking and all that. He just met them. He didn't even know those people. His wife was in the bathroom. So when his wife comes 5 minutes later, he looks, he goes, hey, honey, do you remember him? And she's looking at me, and she's like, I don't know. And he's like, think about it. And then he's like,
Then he
referenced, he goes, come up to a four-way stop, and you wave, and I wave, and you wave. And then she goes, oh, I'm like, oh, this is fucking embarrassing. No, there was no heat, Colorado dickhead. I was feeling the embarrassment. It was just so fucking
weird. So
we end up talking to them because they were going to Camden, on their way to Camden, to go to a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Yeah.
Do you know who was opening for Jimmy Buffett?
Slash?
Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I saw that.
That
was really
weird. Yeah. But, they were there for like, we had bullshit with them for like
Huey Lewis
in
the News, underrated band.
Yeah.
Underrated band. Absolutely. Fucking a lot of hits, man.
A lot of popular shit. A
lot of hits.
So, we end up doing that, and then bullshit with them for a half hour, and it was nice, and it was fun.
You always want to be recognized and stuff, but it's just weird when
when you're not expecting it. Yeah. And believe me, I have no... I am not famous at all.
Yeah.
It's not fame. It's just... And it actually happened, I think it was like my fourth date with Beverly. It was at a diner. And these two kids come up, because I had just done a gig for a project graduation. I think so. But whatever. They were like young. They were in their 20s. And we were at a diner. We were eating. And there was like, "You're a comedian, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "We saw you at blah, blah, blah. You're fucking awesome." And I'm just sitting there going, "I'm getting fucking blown tonight for sure."
I was in the Menlo Park Diner with my friend Kevin. And we're facing each other in a booth. And we're next to the windows, there's always the window booths, right? And just across the aisle is the regular booths. So we're sitting, just as we're sitting this way, and behind me, two booths down, are two attractive young ladies. So my friend Kevin is like, "Hey, man, I'm making eyes with this girl over the thing." She keeps looking up. I keep making eye contact with her. I'm like, "All right, well, I'm not going to turn around." I saw them when I walked in. They were cute. Right? He's like, "Yeah, man, cool." And I could see his eyes, and they're moving, and they're looking at him. And then our food comes. We start to take a bite. And then from behind me, I hear, "What the fuck are you looking at?"
What?
He was so creepily staring at her over my shoulder.
Oh.
I hear her go, "What the fuck are
holy shit." Wow.
He thought he's making eyes with her.
Yeah.
Because they were cute,
Right. Unfortunately, he was the only one making eyes.
Exactly. He's creeping her out. And she just stops and goes, "What the fuck are you looking at?" So I turn around and I'm like, I'm really sorry, my friend." I actually got up and I went by their table. I was like, "I'm really sorry." He's just, and she goes, "You're that comedian dude, right?" And I was like, "Well, yeah.
Well, yes." Your voice got two octaves lower.
Yeah.
"Well, yes.
Well, yeah. Yes, I am.
Yes,
I think. I think I might actually still be Facebook friends with her." But it validated with me in front of my friend Kevin.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because first of all, you're the guy doing damage control. And then they're like, you're the comedian guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But literally, it was great because he's sitting there and he's all hyped up. He's like, "I'm making eyes with her." And he actually said, I'm making eyes with her. And I'm taking a bite of a fucking Taylor ham and egg sandwich. And I hear, "What the fuck are you staring at?"
That's a weird phrase.
Yeah.
I'm making eyes with her. I know a guy who used to say, "That girl wants to know." I'm like,
"That girl wants to know what?" Yeah.
That was his phrase.
"That girl wants to know."
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wanted to bang him.
That's a fucking ego trip right there. "That girl wants to know everything about this."
Yeah. That girl wants to know.
Yeah. "I'm making eyes with her." What the fuck are you
making eyes with her? You're going to be making up a police report with her.
No, it was great.
So...
Yeah.
With that story,
yeah,
right?
Awesome, so, absolutely awesome.
Saturday night, we're at a bar. Again, we went to, and because she never gets, I never get to hang out with her friends.
Yeah.
Her friends from down there.
And a lot of, you guys don't get to go out a lot,
Right,
because
a lot of times I'm working on the weekend.
You're working, she's working.
It's been slow, and with the comedy and all that. So... she was like, "Hey, listen, do you want to come with me? We're going to go see a band. And look, I'm not a big bar guy. I get fucking bored sitting at bars and even listening to bands. But, this is my girl. I love her, and she's great." So I'm like, "Yeah." And plus, I like her friends.
She's my Jenny.
But I like her friends. I met her friends a few times. So we got an opportunity. So Saturday we go down there and we got there early for the band, and we got something to eat, and now we're sitting there, and her friends aren't even there yet. This guy walks up. He's walking up to me.
Okay, so now where are you again? I'm sorry.
It's we were in Atlantic Highlands right by Sandy Hook.
Gotcha, okay, down the shore.
Right on the water. Beautiful.
August, perfect time to go.
It was fucking awesome, dude.
If you're going to go to a bar next to the fucking ocean.
Yeah, it was awesome. This guy walks up to me. Older gentleman, probably in his 60s. And he showed
you his cock?
No, no.
Remember me from the beach, young buck?
No, he didn't have a hat on, so. That's how I know. Now when I see a guy with a straw hat, I'm like, get that cock away from
me. He looks like Hannibal Lecter after he got away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the end of the movie?
Yes, I'm going to have someone for dinner. I'm going to have an old friend for dinner. So now he's walking towards me. And only because, I guess, the night before, 2 days before, I just had this happen to me. All of a sudden, he goes to me, goes, you from Lake Hiawatha? I'm like, Jesus Christ. Now, Kenny knows, and anybody who knows me, Lake Hiawatha is another fucking bit that I used to do. And I still do once in a while.
Yeah.
Because that's where I'm from. And I do a bit about being from Lake Hiawatha, and there's no lake there.
Yeah.
So, as he's saying that, you know how he could have like a million things going through your head? He looked like a dude that is a regular at this place in Bordentown, New Jersey, at a yacht club that we've done fundraisers for like the last 5 years.
Okay, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So he just looks at me, he goes, you from Lake Hiawatha? And I look at him, I go, Bordentown. Like I point at him and I go, Bordentown. And he goes, no, I'm sorry. I thought you were from Lake Hiawatha, not Bordentown. I got the wrong guy. I'm like, no. Wait a minute. Hang on a second, Chief. He fucking knew me.
Right.
Because I was from,
guy from Bordentown?
No.
Oh.
He's a retired cop from my town, Parsippany, who knows my brother, and he was with his daughter, who's dating one of the guys in the band, and his daughter recognized me. I don't even know who his daughter is.
Shit, okay.
But I know his son.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my daughter's recognized you. It was Joe Conti, Dan's brother, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, and now I knew when he said his name, I knew who he was. I'm I'm sitting there going, no, when I said Bordentown, don't mind, but how do I explain that to him?
Yeah, you thought he was some regular in a yacht club.
But it was just so weird for him to go, Lake Hiawatha, and I'm thinking, Bordentown. Like, I'm thinking, you know who I am. I know you.
I beat you to the punch.
I know you, too. Meanwhile, he just knows me because he knows my brother, who's a cop. It was fucking so weird,
man. That's great. That's fucking great.
Yeah, it was funny, man.
Yeah, in the chat room, there's a picture of Conti and looks like Key West.
That is Key West,
Four ways down.
Yeah.
That's great stuff, man.
Yeah.
You want to take a quick break and then...
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, let's take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll get into something. We haven't gotten
into
shit.
Anything?
No, nothing at all. There's a bunch of shit, too.
Maybe tease it a little bit while I'm trying to find this shit.
Yeah, it's Chris Carter, Sesame Street, France, Goonies, all kinds of different shit we can get into.
All right, cool. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's a Conti Kenny Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Say, gang, where can you find the Bob Levy Show?
It's in my ass! It's in my ass!
No, come on now, Bob. You can find the Bob Levy Show on iTunes or Stitcher.com. Or
in my asshole.
Bob, stop! No, you can also find it at Podomatic.com. Or you can simply go to TheRevBobLevy.com, where you can find all things Bob Levy, including the Bob Levy Show. So what are you waiting for?
My asshole.
Well, that too. Come on, everybody, tune in.
Thank you.
subscribe to the podcast. Get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contiandkenny.com. And for that lovely show that's called Conti and Kenny Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com. The information's there on all the pages, all the websites, all the complete and utter box. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's Conti and Kenny. It's a waste of fucking time. Just get on with it. Is that any good, Governor?
Good-looking girls in this audience now. I got a fucking log in my underwear. That's right, I had a wooden cock. I was circumcised with a pencil sharpener.
Our pal, the late, great Otto Peterson, is no longer with us. But his legacy of laughs lives on at OttoandGeorge.com. There you can order Otto and George's new DVD/CD in concert. And you can get his new T-shirt. Or anything Otto and George can be found at OttoandGeorge.com.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer T-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
Hey, this is Bonnie McFarlane. I'm checking out the Conti and Kenny Show. Right? Am I? Oh, I'm checking it out, or they are?
They are.
Okay, let me try it one more time. I've also checked it out. I'm also doing it. We're all doing it. We're all checking it out. The Conti and Kenny Show. Check it out. You are. Already. I'm Bonnie McFarlane. And you are checking out the Conti and Kenny Show. You can't mess up that one. I guess he gets that a lot, right? The Cunty and Kenny Show. All right, this is Bonnie McFarlane. The Cunty and Kenny Show. That's what you're listening to. All right? All right, kids? Good. Bye. Am I still fucking recording? How do I turn it off?
I have to shut it off.
All right, we're back. Conti and Kenny Show.
Yeah.
It's Monday night.
I just, I was having a quick smoke.
Yeah.
And,
supposed to do with the song.
What's that?
Supposed to go. And then I was outside having a smoke. No, we got it. So anyway, go ahead.
Just outside and right by the road.
Right by road?
Right by
what
the
are you,
road.
A caveman? Right by road?
Right by road. Right by the road.
Yeah. Kenny's Indian name is Drinks While Performs.
Right by the road. And a girl, hair flowing. She had a Jeep with no top on, no doors or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hair flowing in the wind.
Right.
Looked attractive. Playing, all I hear is, son, 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 here he comes. Boom, boom.
Really?
Boom,
a boom, Beatles boom, song?
Boom, 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 boom. Son, son. And I'm like, fuck, and that's the hottest thing I've ever seen. It really, wow. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was like, nice. I was like, fucking nice, blasting, here comes the sun. George Harrison.
Absolutely.
The Beatles. Son, 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 here he comes. And it wasn't even like the, just as she was passing me. It was at that part. Son, 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 here it comes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's nice. A fucking hot broad right
that's
there.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than just
I'd lick her butthole.
Okay, just because she's a Beatles fan.
Absolutely. Hey, any girls that you want to date me, be a Beatles fan and lick your butthole.
Okay. You hear that, girls? You want your ass eaten? Just drive by in a fucking Jeep playing the White Album. Unbelievable. I am the walrus.
Coo-coo-ca-choo.
I'm going to eat you.
Coo-coo-ca-choo.
What is that Kenny's wearing on his head? Is that a hat? No, it's a Beatles fan.
I'll show her my Sergeant Pepper. So stupid.
You're a chooch. Oh, God, that's funny, man.
That's freaking funny. It's the White Album. Oh, man. Good times. Anyway, that was hot. Really hot.
Holy shit, that's funny, man.
Real quick, before Mr. Nelson.
Yes, Mr. Nelson.
He's going to call. Mr. Nelson is going to call in.
Yeah, he's probably calling in around 8.
Yeah, real quick, I thought this was really funny. There's two things. As famous houses that I saw in the news.
Okay.
One is the Silence of the Lambs house is up for sale.
Which, what do you mean the Silence of the Lambs
house? The one where she's a big fat woman.
That one. Oh,
where,
that one.
Where put the lotion, you know, that where they're in a hole.
Yeah.
I don't know if the hole is included. I'm not sure. But if you had the means, would you buy that house?
No.
The only reason I would buy that house if I was worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and I just thought it would be cool to own that house. But the only problem is there you go.
Come on, Kenny, want to eat my ass?
Choo choo ka choo.
Cuckoo ka choo. Yum 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 yum. Here comes my tongue.
Here comes
hum 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 hum.
Here comes your bum. Now
and it smells all right.
Lick, 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 lick.
Smells all right. We're doing song parodies now. I just wanted to.
Just bend over it. Only take a moment.
All right.
Little darling, so I know you've never experienced this before.
All right.
Pull your panties to the side and I'll continue licking. Sorry.
So anyway, go ahead.
Bum, bum, bum. Here it comes. So the whatchamacallit? Silence of the Lambs house is for sale. Wow. If I owned hundred millions of dollars, I would buy it just to be, you know, just to have it.
Yeah, I would never.
But I would creep.
I would never sleep in there.
No, I would creep everybody out because as long as I was inside the house, I would just keep doing that character. You know what I mean? Just to really creep somebody out. Who's going to buy that house? It shouldn't be. It should be, I don't know. It's a famous movie.
Like a museum.
It's not like the Amityville Horror House where people
right.
actually live in.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen that one in real life. It's
but
not.
But
like,
is it the, because the movie is, it shows the house from the outside.
Yeah,
I don't know if the inside is the same house. I bet you it's not.
No.
It's probably just a picture of that, you know, the house, which looks very small, but obviously it's got a big, huge basement. And
right,
all that
right.
Kind of stuff.
I don't know if you know, like I said, if the hole is there, it's probably
right.
not.
He could have a wife.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Our pal Chris Johnson, who's a comic. Him and his brother Gil, they were in, I forget what town they were in, but they broke into, not meaning to, the house from Christmas Story. You know, You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, you know, that one?
Yeah.
There's tours that go along that go into that house. So they were like sightseeing. So they're like, oh, let's go into the house. There was no one there. There was
right.
no tour guide.
Of course.
They opened the door. He just pushed the door open, and it was open. So they were walking around the house by themselves, and then like 10 minutes later, they're upstairs in the second bedroom, and a fucking tour guide with like 15 people come in.
No shit. Yeah.
And they like walk downstairs, and they're like, hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
And it was all set up. There was glasses on the dresser and
right.
stuff like that. And they were totally in there. They just opened the door. The door
That's
was open.
So weird.
It didn't lock, yeah. But that house I wouldn't buy. The other one I wanted to talk about is... For the last 15 years, in Astoria, Oregon, was the house from The Goonies, the movie The Goonies. Have you ever seen The Goonies?
Yeah.
A little bit,
I saw
yeah,
it
yeah.
Once, first time in 2009.
Oh, really? I'm kidding.
Yeah, I think it was 40, summer 2009.
40 years ago.
While some chick was blowing me in a fucking in a hotel in Pittsburgh when I did the Funny Bone.
No kidding.
Yeah. And it was funny, too, because she blew me. And then as she got up, as soon as she was done, because the Goonies were on, one of the kids said, thank you, Willie. And she turned and just went, thank you, Willie. It was fucking hilarious. Fucking
that was,
funniest
yeah,
thing
no
ever
shit.
That you had to be there.
Yeah, but it's perfect timing.
It was fucking perfect timing.
That's like when you as you're flicking the channel on the TV, someone goes, what time is it? And you flick to another channel spontaneously, like immediately. And they're like, it's 8:47.
Yeah.
Like, see that?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Wow.
That's crazy. But for 15 years, they've been doing tours.
For the Goonie House.
For the Goonie House. The tours, the tourists have increased so much from the 30th anniversary, which was this year, last year, in 2014, I believe.
So it was 84 then.
84,
okay.
Yeah. So many people have been coming. The guy who owns the house was like, closed, it's done. The reason why is because he's sick and tired of everyone going to the front gate and doing the truffle shuffle.
you know, the little dance that the fat kid does?
You're doing a truffle shuffle.
That's what everybody does?
Yeah, everyone's just going up to the front gate and doing the truffle shuffle. And he's like, fucking enough. I've had enough of this.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah, so he closed it down.
He should charge people to do the dance, you know?
Well, they should. It's almost like when you go on one of those roller coaster rides where they have the video of it. You know?
Right, 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 right.
$21.99. Let's say $28.99. You'll get a Goonies T-shirt and a DVD
of you
doing,
doing
the
truffle
shuffle. Boom. Do you know how much money that would fucking make? I just thought of that.
Yeah.
All he has to do is set up a camera on the porch, on
yeah.
the front porch.
Fucking video camera.
Record it. Boom. There you go. Here's a T-shirt. $30.
Yep.
Every person that wants to do it,
yep.
you start. You can have a fucking line down the block.
Yeah.
Of every,
if you build it, they will dance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What a fucking idea. I just thought of this right now.
That's a fucking $1 million idea.
And millions
now
of dollars.
Showing the kid in
yeah,
the chat
Yeah, what
ask
Brent in the chat room.
Go
yeah.
in the chat room. MoreLikeRadio.com/live. A bunch of degenerate shitheads in there who make the show even better. Or make the show better. I'll say that. Very entertaining, you fucking douchebags.
But what a moneymaker that could have been.
That's
you know?
Brilliant.
Instead, it was just people just going there for free and doing it.
Instead,
like, no,
he just pulled
a
fucking...
I'll tape you from the front porch, just like the movie,
yeah.
where they're peering out the window, going, do the truffle shuffle.
Yep.
You know? And then, boom.
Instead, he pulled a Mr. Wilson and said, get off my lawn.
Exactly. 15 seconds and a DVD, he could make $30.
$30.
It would cost him $4 for the shirt, 39 cents for the DVD. Boom. Oh. You see the markup on that shit?
Yeah.
That's almost 2,700% markup.
Or, yeah, even
right?
more than 30, that.
$30?
Yeah.
$30? Yeah, 270, yeah, 2,700%. Right? 2,700%?
I don't know.
I'm not good with numbers.
Okay, good.
All I know is I would have fucking made that. I would have made that shit.
You're not good with words either.
Not very good much. Good licking buttholes, though.
You sure is. Yeah, so...
But I thought it was funny that, you know, he closed it down because it was just these morons just going up there. You know, why are you going to go to Astoria, Oregon? There's no reason to.
No.
You're just going to see the house.
You're going to see the house for some dopey movie from 30 years ago.
Yeah, the Truffle Shuffle. And he was like, enough already. Get off my yard. Fucking DVD him. Tape him. Charge him.
Make a fucking mint.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you fucking curmudgeon asshole.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
I'm mesmerized by this fucking kid doing this fucking dummy dance.
Shuffle, yeah.
Can't fucking stop looking at it. Put something else up, will you? You guys are killing me.
If you think of like the famous houses, there's Tara from Gone with the Wind, but that was like a kind of a mansion. That was an estate.
Okay.
Then you've got Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
You've got
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist, absolutely. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. And that was a real house, yeah.
I think it was,
yeah,
right?
It was in a California community.
It might have been in a soundstage.
You know what? But the actual neighborhood is the same. It looks exactly like the neighborhood from E.T. That late 70s, early 80s.
Yep.
Everybody's got the same kind of house.
It almost looks like
that
other movie where the kids, Matt Dillon and all them, they take over the town and lock all the parents in the fucking in the high school. You know that movie? Based in like Arizona or something like that. But
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They were all kids in the rec center.
Rec center,
yeah. Holy shit, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, looks
same
like that.
Same fucking kind of.
Same looking
visually.
Town, yep.
Yeah.
All right, we got
very 70s, very late 70s.
Yes, very, very late 70s, yep. We got Mr. Nelson on the phone. What's up, Douglas?
Now, I'm sitting here listening to two idiots talk about strange movies and neighborhoods.
Nice. Who's that? Oh, that's us. Damn.
Whoops. Uh-oh.
So what's going on, brother?
Well, how would you gentlemen like to play a little game with the news?
I would love to do that. You sound much better, by the way, tonight.
Oh, yes. I was a bit under the weather back then.
Yeah, no, it was your Skype was under the weather. You were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I took it to the doctor and had it fixed.
So what's this game you want to play with us?
Well, I've got four different stories.
Okay.
And two of them are from that funny little news site called The Onion.
Okay.
And two are from other news sites. You have to guess which one's real and which one isn't.
Oh, so the Onion one, of course, which is usually over the top and ridiculous and hilarious, and then two real stories.
So one Onion, yes. Two real.
Two Onion, two real.
Two Onion, two real, okay.
That's right.
All right.
So what I'll do is I'll read it out, and then afterwards I'll say, and that's the news, or is it? And then the two of you try to guess whether or not it is.
All right.
All right, first off. We go to Roanoke, Virginia. Local claims adjuster David Seaborn, a devoted husband and father of three, died Tuesday at the age of 37 following a long and painful personal battle with a 512-pound Eastern Lowland gorilla. Bereaved family members say Seaborn was much too young to be taken by a gorilla. According to his wife, Christine, one of the few people who was aware of his courageous struggle, Seaborn chose to fight the muscular quarter-ton primate in private, night after night, in hopes of maintaining as normal a life as possible for his family.
In some ways, I'm relieved that it's finally over and David can be at peace,
said a tearful Mrs. Seaborn, clutching a recent photograph of her husband, with most of his hair missing after being ripped from his scalp by the rampaging jungle beast.
To watch him seclude himself in that basement every night and know that he was about to be an unimaginable amount of pain, it just became too much to bear.
Most of his neighbors were unaware of the struggle, but some began to suspect as he was often seen bruised and haggard and covered in feces. But now, well, he can lay and rest at peace. And that's the news, or is it?
Okay.
All right. Now I wrote down 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to put down my answer, and then we're going to hear the next story, right? Because it'd be like,
yeah, all right.
It'd
yeah,
be like
it that way.
Process of elimination. We're like, all right.
Yeah, okay.
So number one, I'm going to say what I'm going to put down what I
well,
think
I'm
it
writing,
is.
I'm writing the story. So I just put gorilla, or I just put a me
write it down,
for number one.
Right.
Oh, what a coincidence. I hadn't even thought of that.
No, huh? Lowland Gorilla? Didn't even think of that.
No, right past me.
Okay, so let's do story number two.
All right, let's do it.
All right, we're going to Florida, Panama City. A Florida panhandle woman is accused of making up a lie about being kidnapped so she wouldn't have to return to her job as a night shift nursing assistant. In a news release, the Panama City Police Department said its officers and other agencies spent several hours Monday morning looking for 43-year-old Beverly F. Brooks. The News Herald of Panama City reports a concerned co-worker noticed Brooks didn't return from a break and called to see if she needed a ride back to work. Brooks told her she was being held against her will by her boyfriend. Police later found Brooks. She told him she made up the story because she didn't want to go back to work. She was arrested. It's not known whether she's hired a lawyer. And that's the news. Or is it?
That's great.
I love that.
Okay, I'm going to mark down what I think it is. All right,
let's go with number three.
Let's hear number three.
All right. Danville, Virginia. Recalling the provocation that came midway through a routine traffic stop, Danville police officer Dylan Hayden told reporters Thursday that driver Donald Watkins' decision to frustratedly point his finger at him was just the green light he needed. Legally, I'm not allowed to touch the motorist after pulling him over, but when he extended his index finger directly toward me, I knew that gave me the go-ahead right there to take whatever action I deemed necessary, said Hayden, adding that as soon as he noticed the conceivably threatening hand gesture, he had full authority to skip right ahead to exerting force. Frankly, I probably would have had the okay to rock and roll after he cursed under his breath, but I wanted to be absolutely certain that I was in the clear. Once he pointed his finger at my chest from inside his vehicle, I knew I'd be covered no matter what happened next. He really left the door wide open for me with that one. Hayden expressed confidence that there was probably someone wanted for robbery who looked similar to Watkins to legally justify pulling him over in the first place. And that's the news. Or is it?
This is good.
Okay.
All right. All number right. Four.
Number four. Last one. Let's see. Where are we? Toledo, Ohio. Nothing gets the ball rolling like imagination unleashed. The Red Ball Project, a traveling art installation by Kurt Pershecki, is visiting Toledo, Ohio at the moment. It's meant to be a stationary exhibit, but for a brief moment on Wednesday evening, that changed. Strong winds dislodged the 15-foot, 250-pound ball from its place in front of a jewelry store and sent it strolling down the street. A bystander captured the ball's brief jaunt as it turned the corner from Madison Avenue onto St. Clair Street, grazing a stop sign and rolling over parked cars. Members of an impromptu recovery team, including museum staff, a waiter, and other passersby, pursued the ball and quickly got hold of it, according to the Toledo Blade. Toledo Museum of Art spokeswoman Kelly Garrow said the ball was damaged in the incident and had to be patched in several places. The ball's unexpected voyage lends new context to Pershecki's statements about the project. On the surface, the experience seems to be about the ball itself as an object, but the true power of the project is what it can create for those who experience it, Pershecki said. The invitation to engage, to collectively imagine, is the true essence of the Red Ball Project. Well, have a ball, Pershecki, and that's the news. Or is it?
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Val. I appreciate it. And White S. Brent in the chat room says, not the news, news, not the news, news. Okay? He says, too easy. So it's not the news, news, not the news, news. I have not the news.
Why don't you say onion?
Okay. onion, real, onion, real, White S. Brent says. I say onion, real, real, onion. Onion, real, real, onion.
Onion, real, real, onion?
Yeah.
I have onion, real, real, onion.
Me too.
Although I was teetering on onion, onion, real, real. I was teetering on the kidnapped nurse because that's a fucking hilarious story.
Right, right. I've heard I've heard similar stories.
Let's
of
see.
Some cunt wants to get out of her shift, so she goes to the snack bar and says she's missing. You know, I was teetering on what White Ass Brent said, where it was onion real. I was thinking that also because
right.
The last one could have been just an outlandish real story. But I'm going to go with onion real onion.
That's what I went with. Onion, real, onion. So, Mr. Right. Nelson.
It seems White Ass Brett is the winner.
No shit.
Yes. Well, that first was a dead giveaway. I just couldn't pass it up because, well, you know.
Fucking fantastic.
So the second one is absolutely true. This woman did not want to go to work, so she decided to tell him, yeah, I'm being kidnapped, so. Yeah, that didn't work.
So it's onion news.
Right. The last story about the giant red ball is true. You can look it up. There's pictures and everything.
That's so the funny. Pointing cop, the cop getting pointed at is the onion.
Yes. Yes. Total crap.
Oh, shit.
No shit. I would have thought that would have been some.
I was
interesting that it never really says what exactly the cop did to the guy after he pointed the finger at him. Like, did he assault him? Did he beat him with a nightstick? What? You know, I mean, it just sort of ends that way.
Holy shit.
They're showing a little Vine video of the 250-pound ball rolling down the street.
Hitting cars. Holy shit, that's like hilarious.
Like an embarrassed fat Godzilla fucking rolling down the fucking street.
Yes.
Anybody that's going to be listening in podcasts or something, YouTube search the big red ball. It's fucking true. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
The artist is like, oh, well, that's, you know, that really gives credence to my whole... You know, intent. What a lying asshole. It's just a giant beach ball, for God's sake, you know. Yeah, but this really extenuates my message. Yeah. You know, get out of here.
I love the voices.
Especially when he does a Southern cop.
Yeah,
when he started pointing that finger at me, that's when I knew I had full legal authority to rip it right off.
You can hear that Lee's Anna coming out.
Yep, a little bit.
If I hadn't, I might have died.
That first story, the gorilla story, it was almost like a given, but it was fantastic because it was just like...
I cut it short. It goes on and on. It's just so ridiculous.
Right. The guy kept fighting it.
He was covered in feces. Yeah. And yeah.
He's fighting a gorilla, so the gorilla feels at home.
For 4 years and then dies from it.
Yeah, finally dies. It's like a Rocky thing, struggle. You know? After 15 rounds, Rocky finally goes down, you know?
Yeah.
Cut me, Mick.
Good, you know?
Hey, cut my belly open, Mick. No, we'll let the gorilla do that.
Did you see there was a video? Someone just put it up on Facebook. I know it's a little bit old, but there was some guy or somebody was taunting a gorilla on the other side of the glass of a zoo or whatnot, and his big silverback goes ape shit, and he's like,
oh yeah,
fucking smashes the glass, cracks the, you know, this tempered glass that's supposed to, you know, that's supposed to stop a fucking elephant, and this gorilla was just like boosh and cracked everything,
and they all just scattered, right?
Yeah.
I saw that. I remember that. It was funny.
He had to go wipe.
I would have shit myself.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
That's.
Could you imagine seeing that? Like, you know, this gorilla's gonna fucking kill all of us.
Yeah.
Rip us from limb to limb.
That's unbelievable. Better piss off Joe there, Kenny.
Yeah, eating a turkey wing at a Renaissance fair.
You'll have to get a new pair of underwear.
You didn't even mention a Renaissance
fair. We haven't gotten to the Renaissance fair yet.
Yeah.
Oh, well, one more little item of news.
Yes.
It's about a week old, but still breaking as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
All right. The Ashley Madison hacks have seemingly outed one prominent public figure so far. Well, several by now, but anyway. Josh Duggar, the eldest son of 19 kids and counting's Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar, has been caught. According to Gawker, Duggar had a paid account with the famed website for extramarital affairs while working at the Family Research Council, a D.C.-based Christian conservative organization. His account information has been tracked to his home, as well as another residence owned by his grandmother. The data pulled suggests that Duggar's profile included a list of turn-ons, and that his sexual interest included likes to receive oral sex, open to experimentation, and, best of all, someone I can teach. The data indicates that Duggar paid for 2 monthly subscriptions to the site and that his second account was linked to his Oxon Hill, Maryland home, where he lived while working for the FRC. And that really is the news. But last one, someone I can teach. Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I know. First of all, you're not blazing any trails saying you like to get blown, fuckhead.
Yeah, he
this guy doesn't.
Did he really have to ask for that?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of understood.
On the weekend show, we talked about this just a little bit. There's some new things, too, I'm going to bring up in a second. But me and Joe talked about it because it is the same guy. I wasn't sure if it was the same Duggar's kid, but it's the same one that molested the brothers and the sisters and whatnot.
Right.
It's the same guy.
Yeah.
And basically, he's like, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot. You know?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he's a fucking Philip Seymour Hoffman in a fucking Z-28. I'm a fucking idiot. But it really was him. And me and Joe were saying this on the show over the weekend, was that when you have 19 people, we made the joke, it was like, you know, 4 out of 5 dentists don't recommend Colgate, you know?
Right.
When you narrow it down, if you have 21 kids, and then you have X amount of spouses, then you have parents, you're talking about 30-something people.
Yeah.
Someone will fuck up sooner or later.
Yeah, there's always a reject.
You
made that many toys, one of them are going to be fucking, you know, where you're just going to sell at half price to a slow kid in Montana and, you know, let them play with it.
It's a numbers game. It's a matter of...
it's math.
Yeah. Shut the music down real quick.
Yeah, okay.
It's just a matter of...
That's actually Jared Vogel.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Can I get a turkey on rye?
Yeah, I got your turkey on rye right here.
Fucking idiot.
Well, if Duggar doesn't shape up, he's going to find himself in the cell with old Vogel there.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you know, he's...
Oh, fucking idiot.
But if you think of a numbers thing...
Oh, fucking idiot. Fucking idiot.
Kenny's used to hear this in his head anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I've said that many times. But now what they're doing, too, real quick, Avid Life Media, the parent company of the extramarital hookup site Ashley Madison, is trying to track down the hackers responsible for releasing private details about millions of its customers. The company announced today that is offering $500,000 reward to anyone who provides information that leads to the arrest of the hackers.
It's too late.
Yeah. The announcement comes as the Toronto Police Service said is investigating reports of suicides related to the Ashley Madison hack. So these guys are fucking offing themselves because they're a fucking idiot. They're a fucking idiot. They're sitting there. Literally, they're going, I'm a fucking idiot. You know, they tried to get away with it, but now their whole life is going to be fucking blown right out of water. You know, and there's also another story that porno sites are freaking out because they never thought, why would anybody hack the database of a porno site or any subscribers or whatnot? Now they're going, holy shit. If that happens, no one's going to subscribe to it. No one's going to be on any of these sites because everyone's asshole is clenching up right now, you know?
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. Yeah, exactly. Because there's no way. Now everyone's – it's so easily hacked.
Yeah, that's got to be really – because you know those porn sites have got to be hurting by now because of all the free crap out there. It's like, why is anyone subscribing anymore?
Of course, but, you know, whatever kind of back alley kind of fetishy websites or something or chat rooms.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's true.
You know, everyone now is basically, and it might be a revolution in a sense of that these hear me out for a second. It's going to come out as it goes. The yes. revolution part of it is that it's going to go away from social media, going to go away from technology, and it's going to go back to the streets. So the back alley, the only way you're going to be able to experience any kind of a fetish thing, shitting on people or punching people in the face or farting on balloons, whatever you're into.
All that sexy stuff.
Yeah. Whatever you're into is it's going to go back to the old days where you had to go and go to somebody's house and do it. Yeah, or a club, right? See what I'm saying? It's gonna the satiation of that fetish was guys could sit in their room and watch all this stuff, or they could talk to webcam girls or right. something. Now yeah. that's gonna be blown out of the water because it's all gonna be exposed. Because people are and not that it's all gonna be exposed, but people are gonna be too scared because
right.
the possibility
they're gonna rather go back to the old yeah. way of hey, if you're gonna get caught,
hun,
I'm gonna get caught red handed.
Hun, I gotta work late tonight. Instead of waiting for her to go to bed and then going on your fetish site,
right.
they're gonna go. I gotta work late tonight. Hun, I'm doing a funny bone in Pittsburgh.
Right,
you know, and then they're gonna go and do their one eyed Willy thing.
Yeah,
you know
funny bone. Yeah, it's a cock covered in chocolate.
Wait a minute, I know what that means.
but think about it. That might be the revolution of bringing this kind of stuff back. You know, not back, but bringing it
back
where
the
it's
way
actually
it was.
The way it was. Where you know, yeah. you know, think about before any of the internet or even any kind of a fax mess, any kind of electronics.
Real
what
hardcore
you do,
technology.
You had to seek this stuff.
No
out.
No pun intended.
You had to.
It's actually Madison. That most of that's just prostitutes, isn't it? I mean,
I don't know. I don't.
Women looking for. I mean, maybe a few, but that's mostly all that was.
Yeah, a lot of it, too, is, you know, there's like the sugardaddy.com.
I'm sure that's prostitutes, too.
Of course, yeah, yeah. They want the sugar daddy, and they don't fuck the guy. They just want to fuck a Mercedes and some jewelry. But back in the day, you had to, because fetishes have been around. I mean, Caligula used to have young boys under the age of 10 or 11 years old. He would gather up the young boys in Rome and put them in a hot spring pool, and he would make them bite him.
Oh, wait, yeah. That wasn't Caligula. That was Tiberius.
Tiberius.
Yeah.
That's Caligula's uncle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the theories was that Caligula might have been one of the boys.
That's why Caligula was so whacked. So
he was so...
Right.
But not that Caligula didn't do it himself. I'm sure he probably did. He did everything.
Well done. That you're exactly right. But this stuff has been around for, you know, since the
dawn of time.
Yeah, since the dawn of time.
Ever since Satan made him eat that apple. Yeah.
Ever since that damn serpent.
Yeah.
And so if you have to think, it's got to go back to the age of where you just had to, at a supermarket, you see some guy looking at cantaloupes and go, hey, you like melons? And he says, do you like melons?
You ever microwave one and shove your
melons.
Dick in it? Oh, wrong guy.
Did you ever put a hefty bag in between two mattresses and fuck it with shampoo?
You too?
I'd like to mow my lawn.
Wink, wink. But, now they got to work for it. Poor bastards.
Yeah, exactly. And
fucking idiot.
Really? Why are you an idiot, sir?
Oh, fucking idiot.
Come on, tell me what happened.
Oh, fucking idiot.
Come on, dude, talk to me. Come on, seriously, stop it. Just tell me what happened.
Well, I kept passing by the middle school and, you know.
But it really is. It's going to go back to the... whatchamacallit? It's gonna it'll you know the more and more stuff that gets hacked.
I like how it like they always say you know the history always repeats itself, and you're saying we're gonna revert back to
from
people
the,
have to
from,
be you know like the old way of guys juggling two or three like I had roommates years ago that would juggle two or three girls at a time.
Yeah,
and they were dating, not just fucking them. They were dating. You can't do that
you
anymore.
You can't do that anymore.
It's impossible.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's impossible.
It goes from the rain to the dirt, from the vine to the wine. Old school. That's it. That's how it's going to have to go. You want to do your debauchery, and which I have no problem with, as long as you don't hurt any kids. You do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, and once you are, they're able to own it and don't care, they'll keep right on. It won't matter.
Exactly. Exactly. You want to go to the beach and see a giant hog with a fedora on it? You have fun at Sandy Hook.
I have
you know?
Fun at Sandy Hook. And that thing was hooking to the left. I'll tell you that right
now.
Oh,
yeah.
Whew. Jesus.
Wow.
It's like a Doc Gooden curveball. Had a 12 to 6 loop on that.
It really looked like a painted boomerang.
Yeah. You could do a National Geographic documentary there,
Joe. Yeah, look at me on the screen. More of my lowland gorilla. Look at me. I'm just running away. Jesus. All right. I think we should take another break. Well, Douglas, once again,
Douglas,
fantastic job. They loved it in the chat room. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's at Mr. Nailsin. Mr. Nailsin.
Yes.
And your website to get your video store is selfie.com/Nailsin. And you can also go to nightnight.podomatic.com. That's nightknight.podomatic.com.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Joe.
All right, Douglas. Talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
Bye, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, pal. All right. That was a great segment. He's always good.
With his voice. I can't even do it. He does it perfectly.
Oh, his
yeah,
yeah. It's
great. That's something new. We're gonna try it out a little bit here and there. Have
yeah,
a little fun.
Absolutely,
with it.
I love it.
And you know that was you know, look, it just went into everything. You know, that's what we do. We have no structure.
All right, you want to take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break and then we'll finish this thing up.
All right, I'm just looking for something to go to.
We got to get into Chris Carter, Sesame Street, shit, a whole bunch of stuff. We'll start with that. We're going to start with Chris Carter on when we come back.
Okay, let's do that. We'll be right back. It's Conti and Kenny on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, France.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
Oh, you mean France?
If you want to get a copy of my DVD or CD, go to joeconti.com, and it'll take you right to our website, and you can purchase it right online. Or go to CD Baby or iTunes and get it. It's called Happiness.
It's not bad.
It's fantastic,
dude.
It's not
bad.
You have no idea. It's an hour of mundane comedy. It's fantastic. Hey, who needs Ambien? I got Ambien on a disc.
I got Ambien, Viagra, and Life with Happiness. Happiness. Joe Conti's here.
Oh, happiness. Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
$20 for a DVD and CD total, including shipping.
Thank you. Good night.
You can order a
Enjoy
CD.
Enjoy your purchase.
You can order a CD by itself, a
Let
DVD
me get
by itself.
These purchasing orders out. Just buy that fucking CD.
Liar! Shut up and stop bothering us. Just keep ordering. Hit refresh and do it again.
More than my share of happiness.
Yeah, it's good. Just fucking buy it.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At C and K Show, at Joe Conti Comics, and at Kenny Michael 55. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5. What a fool.
Mr. Nailsin here. Say, do you love the sound of my voice? I know, me too. Well, now, with a little chump change, you can enjoy the sound of my voice while watching a movie. That's right, films like Beast from Haunted Cave, It's about a bank heist gone wrong. No, it doesn't go wrong because the handsome ski instructor foils the plot. Or because the robber's chain-smoking nymphomaniac girlfriend turns on him. No, it's because the gang didn't count on a giant spider monster living in a nearby haunted cave. The film stars Michael Forrest, who portrayed Apollo in the original Star Trek TV series. Yes, he's the guy who became a giant, making Captain Kirk look up his toga. Warning, due to an extreme lack of talent, bathroom humor is deployed throughout the film. So what are you waiting for? Head over to sellfy.com/Nelson. That's sellfy.com/NAILSIN. Yes, Nelson, for me. There you'll find all the films that I've graced with my smart-ass commentary. So again, head over to sellfy.com/Nelson.
She enjoyed it, but they let her do it herself.
Yeah, well, she took her time.
I could put anything up my own ass.
She says it goes in and out. Once in a while, it'll be, and she'll nudge me, and then yeah. I go away.
I'd like to test that out, though. Put, like, a butt plug in.
It's not that bad. And it wasn't tiny. It was bigger than a finger.
All right, we're back.
Good tune.
Yeah. I love Vibe, man. I thought they were great. Still good.
Yeah, I worked for them once. They were really cool.
And you said they were awesome guys, right?
Awesome live, awesome dudes. And I know, they did, probably did an hour and 45 minutes, and you were like, these fucking guys got a lot of hits.
Another band that had something to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not preachy, but they wasn't just, yeah, I got a lot of money, and my dick goes in vagina. They had something to say.
And like I said, I watched a show, 5 feet away from them, and you're like, holy shit, another hit.
Yeah.
Holy shit, another hit.
I know that song. I know that song.
Yeah.
I know that song.
Good band. Really good band. Nice work.
Yeah. Welcome back. It's a Conti and Kenny show on morelikeradio.com. Go to contiandkenny.com for any info about us. If you want to download any of our old shows, you can get it there, iTunes, Stitcher, and you can even get shorts. If you're new to the program and you want to, and we understand it's a 2-hour show. We got about 12 or 13 shorts that we made. We haven't done them in like probably over a year. But what we did was we made 20 to 30 minute episodes of Best Shit and put them out there. So if you really want to get a little, you're interested in the show and you want to check out some really good pieces of what happened.
And all it is, it's basically we just took a spot, 15, 20 minute spot of a show off the cuff and put
it
out
like
there.
Good. It was, maybe we did like a couple of minutes, two or three different things, but comes to about 30 minutes.
Right, right. So, we're getting a lot,
snack
lot of
on that.
Snack on that.
And also, we got the Conti and Kenny YouTube page now with Brent helping us. We're putting more and more videos up. And we got some really good videos. The Danny Thomas one and the brand new one with Kenny with the chicken truck and the Russian children.
Yeah.
God damn it, that was funny.
Yeah. And this Saturday we did our first 2-hour straight show for Boston WMEX up in Boston.
Yep.
And it really is interesting to listen to because I do the shows and then we went two hours. Because normally Fridays and Saturdays were split up. We tried to fit all of this stuff in and it worked. But this was more relaxed. 2 straight hours from 12 o'clock at night till 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's us doing the same thing, just not talking about eating buttholes.
Right. Yeah, we're just a little cleaner.
Yeah, yeah.
A little crisper, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to think before you got to take that second to think what you're going to say. Because you can't be like, fucking, I was hanging out with this chick. And you're like, nah.
And his fucking chick walked up to me. And you can't do that. Yeah.
You got to think a little bit. So it helps.
Yeah. But it's good stuff. And if you're a fan of the show or a new listener, because we always say when we're on Boston, we're like,
check out the Monday show.
Yep.
If you're a fan of this one, you're going to check out the other one. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different, but they're good shows. But here's the thing I wanted to get into. The baseball season is winding down as they speak, as they say, whatever.
And for New York, it's pretty cool. The Mets and the Yankees both in first are hovering there.
Mets are like 4 or 5 games up. Yankees are half a game out.
They both there. I think they almost have the same record.
Yeah.
Yankees are like one game. The Yankees are like, I think, 12 or 13 games over 500, and the Mets are like 11, which is just amazing.
That's great. No, they're doing great. So now the football season is starting. I think we're in like week 2 of the preseason games, and a big thing is Chris Carter. He was a well-known Vikings receiver, and he's an analyst and stuff. Now, what they do during spring training is all of the new guys, the new draft players and stuff, is they try to have these symposiums where Herm Edwards is a real big one. These guys, they try to teach the young players how not to be a fucking Ray Carruth, you know? How not to be somebody who, you know, gets a DWI or smokes weed. They try to tell these people how to take care of their money.
Because these guys are getting money for the first time, a lot of them, a decent amount of money, and
a lot of them come from...
By the way, David Wright, he's back tonight.
Yeah.
First time at bat, crushes a 428-foot home run.
Are you shitting me?
I swear to God.
No shit.
Yeah. That crazy?
Are you fucking kidding me?
In his first at bat in 131 days,
shit,
a 428-foot home run.
Queens is going apeshit right now.
Well, it's in Philly. The thing.
But still, Mets fans are going fucking nuts. You know what I love too is you got to watch Jim Brewer.
Oh, Jim those videos are great.
How great are those fucking videos?
Yeah,
Jim Brewer
clutch. Fucking hilarious, man.
Jim Brewer is fucking awesome. I had the privilege of doing his radio show a couple of different times and met him, hung out with him. And he is, for anyone that doesn't know him, Jim Brewer off stage is the same fucking Jim Brewer.
He's the real deal, man. He's a genuinely nice person.
He's the same fucking guy.
He's a little mellower, but he's still the same.
Yeah, but he's really, really, really cool. There's a great Jim Brewer story. A friend of mine, this girl Jenny, that I used to hang out with, she was a dance instructor, right? Was a dance instructor? Dancer, some kind of physical for kids, you know, like some kind of dancer, karate. I don't even know what it was. Mm-hmm. And she was up in North Jersey, and she taught Brewer's 2 kids when they were real little, and he would come and pick them up afterwards, whatever they were doing and stuff like that. So that she says, she tells a great story. The 2 kids, they're done, and there's vending machines with like Snapples, and there's one with like candy and stuff, and it's Jim Brewer to a T, where the 2 kids, she's right next to him, she watches the 2 kids come up to him, and they're like, "Dad, can we get candy? Can we get candy?" He's like, "No, no. Can we get some candy?" And the one girl goes, the little girl, his daughter goes, "Why not?" And he pulls out of his back pocket because he goes, "Cause I already fucking got some." I don't think he said fucking.
Right.
But a total Jim Brewer, they're like, no. And he's like, no. And she's like, why not? And he's like, because I already got some.
Nice.
You know, fucking cool. That's coolest cool, dude. Man. And the videos are great. So, yeah, Queens is going apeshit right now. I can't wait to watch SportsCenter. But anyway, so these symposiums, right now it's Chris Carter and Warren Sapp, who's a Hall of Famer, who has had problems in the past. Both of them. Chris Carter was doing cocaine in the beginning.
The very beginning of his career, yeah. And
Warren Sapp, smoking
around.
Weed, turning out. Hall of Fame guys now. They're Hall of Fame. Let's just take a listen to what Chris Carter's advice to the young athletes.
To try to keep them out of trouble.
Try to keep their head above water and don't get into too much trouble. Let's hear this.
Business now. So anytime you see one of them blogs come up, Allen Iverson driving 93 miles an hour at 2 a.m. in the morning with a gun underneath the seat, 3 of the 5 are going to show up. Just check it. If you don't think I know what I'm talking about, check it for me. Because y'all internet babies now. I don't Google where you ask questions. Warren and Chris is where you get answers.
And just in case y'all not going to decide to do the right thing.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there.
Okay.
Just in case you guys are going to decide not to do the right thing.
Right.
Here's what he says.
If y'all got a crew, you got to have a fall guy in the crew. Teddy, come here, man. Teddy, come here, man. Come here, man. Come here, bro. Thing, if y'all got a crew, you got to have a fall guy in the crew.
Now, Warren Sapp's laughing.
Warren Sapp's laughing because
he thinks he's joking.
He thinks he's joking.
But then he starts elaborating.
And then let's.
Teddy, come here, man. Teddy, come here, man. Come here, man. Come here, bro. Come here. Now, if they gonna keep rolling on Teddy's bankroll, because each one of y'all in business for yourself, this right here is Teddy Bridgewater, Inc.
Incorporated.
That's him. Now, every dime that come into Teddy, all right, is gonna be earned by him and this body. All right? Now, I let my homeboys know, y'all want to keep rolling like this? Then I need to know who's going to be the fall guy, who's going to be driving, because y'all not going to all do the right stuff now. All right? So I got to teach y'all how to get around all this stuff, too.
All right. Okay. All right. So now, instead of telling the people, telling these young kids, and they're kids, they're 22, 23, they're kids. We're all past that, way past that age, you know? We're, you know, I'll be 39 next week. Oh, my God. And we're beyond that. So we know what the 23-year-old Conti thought, how, you know, of the 23-year-old, 22-year-old Kenny thought, you know? Yeah. We've been there, you know? And these guys are supposed to be, I kind of understand what he's trying to say, but is it the right thing to do is to tell them to, instead of stay out of the danger, don't get into stupid situations, or a fall guy?
Right.
To have a fall guy?
Right. So have a guy, a designated schlepper.
If you're Ray Lewis,
to be your bad luck
guy. If you're
guy.
Ray Lewis and you stab somebody in the ribs and you're going to give him the knife, that's the fall guy?
So which guy is the who gets to be that guy?
Who gets to be that guy?
Hey, listen, I like you all a lot, but if there's one of you that I want to see go to jail for something that I did, it's going to be you, Charlie.
Yeah.
So
what you got to do is you got to find yourself a Lee Harvey Oswald. you got to find yourself a Lee Harvey Oswald, because we all know that 9/11 never happened.
Right.
And Muhammad Atta, you got to find yourself a Muhammad Atta or a Lee Harvey Oswald.
Listen, Gary, your new nickname is SC. You're the scapegoat.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. If you're out at 3 o'clock in the morning on the grass, you know, you need yourself a Harvey Oswald. So let's listen a little bit more. And now, at this point, you're going, all right, is he joking around?
Right.
You know?
Because he could still be kind of joking.
Warren Sapp thinks he's joking right now, but you could see him. He starts taking drinks of his water, which is that that is always – a lot of people don't realize when the Tonight Show or talk shows, the idea of the drink next to them is not so much – they're nervous because their mouth is dry, but it's also – just study this. It's a pause in the joke or the story.
If I have a water on, I'll take a water – like a sip, if there's like a punchline I just said, and I'll just like sip the water so I don't talk over the punchline and go into my next story.
Right, right. And what it is, it's not a nervous reaction, but it kind of is. It's a safety net of where you say something stupid.
So you don't have to,
and you
don't have to, you're doing something.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing that performers know or performers can see, and I especially see it, because what you'll do is you'll see some guy telling a woman telling a story on the Tonight Show or something, and she'll sit there and she'll grab that cup of water and she'll put it back down. Once everything kind of like mellows out and she knows everything, she won't even take a sip. It's not because her mouth is dry. It's that safety net of a reaction. It's something different than what you're actually saying.
Right.
You're not cementing your face into the story.
Right.
So you can take that
step. It's
almost
like you're getting out of the moment for a second.
Exactly.
And then you get to come back in.
You're taking, it's almost like taking a breath, you know?
Yeah.
And then if something happens where you're like, oh, let me take a drink, let me just cut this off, and then it goes, oh, all right, it's okay, they'll put it right back down because their mouth isn't dry.
Yeah, they're fine.
It's a reaction thing. So you'll see Warren Sapp over here taking sips of water because now he's thinking, oh, shit. So let's listen to a little bit more.
If you're going to have a crew, one of them fools got to know he going to jail. We'll get him out.
We'll get him out.
Now, you're from Miami now, okay? Y'all take care of each other. Now, don't you got a guy that would take care of you and that would be out a good deal? Okay, good. Go on, sit down.
Go on, sit down.
If you're going to have a crew, make sure you know who's going to be the fall guy. Okay? I know none of y'all going to never drink late. I know none of y'all going to never use no drugs and everything. All y'all going to go to Bible study. I realize that, but still get you a fall guy.
Okay. It's he it's keeps so going bizarre. On. Yeah, it really is. You know, I would like to, there hasn't been anything released. I thought they took this video down, but they reposted it. But I don't know what his what he's going to say. Was he joking? Was he, you know, was he trying to make light of a point or something? But he keeps going back to it, and this is only 2 minutes in. The clip is 5 minutes and 44 seconds.
I've never been with anything less than a man. So fine. I've been on fire.
What is that?
Theme to the Fall Guy.
Lee Majors.
Yep.
I used to have that truck. I used to have his truck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Where he jumps shit in that big old beater of a truck.
Yep.
Yeah, big tires. Okay, let's
just strange, man.
Let's listen to a few more minutes. Now, this is 2 minutes in, and you're like, all right, we got it. All right, you're joking around. People had a chuckle about it, you know, the Fall Guy. And this is the second part. This is the second time you mentioned it. So let's hear a little bit more.
Okay? If you're going to have a crew, make sure they understand, can't nothing happen to you. Your name can't be in lights under no circumstances. All right? Y'all understand that? All right, let's go to the first question. First question. Just stand up, tell me who you are, man, where you from, because don't nobody know you.
Devontae Freeman.
Man, I know you, dude. What's up, man? What's happening? Oh.
Hey, this for both of y'all, man. Back in y'all career.
Okay, we can stop it there because that they're just talking about, you know, what you would change. But literally,
what was one thing y'all?
Just check it. You got to have a fall guy in the crew.
I mean, are you fucking shitting me? You know,
this is your symposium. This is your thing. Instead of
how to cover
maybe,
up a crime.
Instead of maybe getting into detail of different things that could happen to you.
Right.
Not just stay out of trouble. They're young. Some of these guys, they're only, 22, 23?
Yeah.
Get a little bit more. Hey, listen, you're at a club. All these guys, they love to go to the club, right? You go to the club. You're hanging out with your guys.
I you know what? I absolutely cannot stand when they say the club.
Oh, the club.
The club.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to the night. I'm going to arena or whatever the nightclub
name
is.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to the club.
Going to the club.
Fucking, it's just one of those things. It's like saying pet dander.
Dander.
The word
dander.
We're going to the club. Well, what club are you going to? We're going to the club. Yeah. Like there's one fucking club. What is this, Xanadu?
Right.
Yeah.
First of all,
jerk off.
Don't go to a club with 11 guys. Odds are, like you said, with the Duggars with 19 kids, the more guys you hang out with, mathematically,
some shit's gonna happen.
More likely something's going to happen. You want to go with one or two of your friends, you go hang out, and any sign of an issue, you get the fuck out of there.
Right.
You're not just some kid. You're somebody who's risking up could be millions of dollars.
Right, exactly. And now, what they should be saying is not have a fall guy. What they should be saying is the complete opposite, is don't get yourself in a situation where one of your friends has to take a fucking hit and be the fall guy. Got what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, you're hanging out with your brother, your cousins, and all this other shit that you're trying to bring them up with you, you know, give them jobs or get them working. Don't put yourself in a situation where one of them have a gun and or you have a gun and you stab somebody or punch somebody and then your brother's got to go to jail because he's the fall guy.
Right.
That's what they should be saying.
Yeah.
You know? They should be saying.
What happened at the club?
I'm a fucking idiot.
Could you tell me what happened? Did you get in trouble?
Did you bring your gun to the club?
Oh, fucking idiot.
Oh.
Did you stab that guy and punch that woman?
Did you have a fall guy?
Where's your brother?
Where's the fall guy?
Where's
the
your fall guy?
Oh, fucking
All right, settle down. Hold on a second. We're detectives here.
Oh, fucking idiot.
You just signed a $64 million contract, and you're celebrating. Who smashed the bottle of champagne over the woman's face?
Sir, could you please calm down? Sir.
We just want some answers.
We just need... Just talk to us. Well, Big Sky will more than four. It's trouble. You know what? You're right. You have the best time with two or three of your good friends. And you know what? You should be home studying your fucking playbook, rookie. That's what you should be doing.
Exactly.
You want to, you know, you want to go somewhere. You want to go out to dinner somewhere, hang out. You want to go to the club. You know what? You got lots of time to go to the club in the off season. Stop it. You're risking a ton.
It really is
a ton of money.
It really is crazy. It really is absolutely crazy.
Not gonna decide to do the right thing. If y'all got a crew, you got to have a fall guy.
And he's a well-respected,
more than you can think.
ESPN. He does ESPN radio.
Hall
he's on ESPN.
Famer, just inducted.
Yeah,
into
he
the Hall
is so well-respected in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's telling these guys they got a fall guy.
Fall guy. It's the complete opposite of
what.
Why
don't you tell them to burn all of their fingers off so none of them have fingerprints so they can't get in fucking trouble and you can't. What are you, a fucking asshole?
Yeah.
Have a plastic surgeon ready to go so if you get caught, you can get your face done up so they can't fucking. What are you doing?
If you're in the back of a police car, make sure that you bite off the tips of your fingers.
Fingers, exactly. So they can't fingerprint.
Have you seen that video of that guy?
No, I heard about it. I didn't know there was a video. Yeah,
no, he's fucking biting the tips of his fingers off. excuse me. His, biting his, whatchamacallit?
Fingers.
Yeah, fingers, the pads on the bottom. Not the tip of his fingers.
Right,
the
where your fingerprints are.
Where the fingerprints are. Biting them off so that he couldn't get fingerprinted. In the back of a cop car. Ugh. I think it's just, that's stupid.
Yeah, one of the dumbest things I think I've ever heard. And why would they let him do it next year?
Not only are they not going to let him do it next year, he's off the fucking hiccups. He's not going to be on ESPN or anything like that unless he explains himself.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Of what he was getting at.
I don't think he should lose his job. Let's be clear here. How about let's all calm down
and
do the right thing. How about Chris Carter... You don't get to do the symposium anymore.
What,
not just fucking
not even,
fire him.
Not even, no.
With
not,
America
not
being
fucking.
Outraged.
No.
Maybe
I'm not,
you shouldn't do that anymore.
Chris Carter, you obviously have this position with Warren Sapp. They're reformed. You know, they messed up in the beginning, but now they're okay. They're both successful. They're both Hall of Famers. Tell me what you meant. You know what I mean? That's all. I don't want you to lose your job or anything. You're respected. You're a great analyst and whatnot. Just. Tell me what you meant, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we know what he meant.
Yeah. I mean, are you seriously telling these young kids? You know, because the sports talk radio was going all over the place just fucking bashing them today. You know, listening to it. You know, like, how could you tell these young kids, these impressionable young kids that look up to you, that guys that have made it, that have come from the bottom, from, you know, poor neighborhoods, and then got caught with drugs and stuff, and then still became Hall of Fame football players, and now are very successful men, entrepreneurs and broadcasters and whatnot. Tell me how you did that, and I'm going to listen to how you did that. I'm going to model myself. Most of them won't, but some of them will take that and go,
of course.
I'm going to live that
how
way.
How about giving a bunch of positives on what could happen if you go this way? But even if you said, look, if you do get in trouble, be smart, be humble, don't make situation worse.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll learn from that mistake and try to be forthcoming and honest and sincere.
And most
something.
Of the, right.
Not
exactly.
Have somebody take the blame for you.
I've always felt that if my brother ever did something, not like pedophilia or anything like that, but if he did something where he went to prison or was gonna go to prison, my feeling, because it's my baby brother, it's my brother, is that I would take his place in a heartbeat. It wouldn't matter, because I would feel more comfortable with me serving time. I would do it. I would be just fine going to prison. Because
I would be fine with that too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. 10 years? Oh, you did 10 years?
Jesus Christ, I've already done a ten year stretch with you doing this radio show.
Yeah. 9 years I got locked up in Alcatraz. I did a stretch 9 years for you talking. Yeah. And you gave me that recipe.
Secret recipe.
You gave me that recipe, boom, like that.
Have a good lawyer's number. Bill's Big Scott's will.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? Have a good lawyer. Something.
Yeah, yeah.
Not blaming it on somebody else.
Right, but if I was a football player, baseball player, or something like that, and my if I did something, and my brother was going to take the fall for that, you know, I wouldn't be able to live with myself because I don't want him in prison. I would change places with my brother. Say he was outside a bar, and somebody was hitting on his wife. They got into a fight, and he wind up killing a guy or something. Just to say, right? And he's going to go to prison. It wasn't his fault, but they were in a fight, and it just happened that way. I don't want to see anybody in my family go to prison. I know that I can handle it. I'll go to prison. I want to go to prison for them. Or I want to commit a crime so that they put me in the same prison so I could protect him. Even though he's, you know, 6 inches taller than me, outweighs me by 100 pounds, you know, could probably kick my ass. Yeah, he could never kick my ass, but he's a big dude, you know. But I'd still, as the brother, I would want. So how could I be in a crew and sit there and go, put the gun under your fucking seat. Put the gun under your seat. Go do a year and a half. And when you come out, my contract's going to be over. And the money that I'm going to promise you right now is going to be gone. Because it's not going to be there anymore. So when you... That's hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
You got to check the chat room.
Oh, the chat room. Mr. Nelson put a fucking beaut in there.
Fucking awesome. Between him and Brent, I fucking don't know how to do this shit. Anyway, but you got what I'm saying? You know, how could I tell my cousin, just put the gun under your seat. I got to go play against the Cardinals tomorrow.
Exactly.
You fucking take the fall for this one, you know? I shot the guy.
I'll visit you in 3 months.
Yeah, or he's going to get 5 years. In 5 years, I might not have a contract. I might tear my ACL the next day. And then, boom, what happens? No more fucking money. So this guy just does 5 years for me. When he comes back out, he's going to fucking kill me because I got no cash for him.
Yeah.
You know? It's absolutely crazy.
You are right, my friend.
It's absolutely crazy. You know? I can't. It's over already?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I want to thank Chris Carter for great advice. Fucking moron. Next week, we'll
Mr.
have a nice...
Mr. Nelson in the chat room. That's brilliant.
Yeah, Nelson's
It's a picture
great.
Of Lee Harvey Oswald by the Bank Suppository Building.
And with Lee
books,
Majors.
The Book Suppository Building with Lee Majors and Chris Carter behind him going, Lee, I got some bad news.
Next week, we have another addition to the show. We have, of course, White Ash Brent, who's our online producer. His Twitter account is at White Ash Brent. Follow him. Of course, we got Doug Nelson, who is notoriously known for with the Bob Levy Show, which is what I do, the Bob Levy Show podcast. But he does the news for us, and he's always helping out. Follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nailson. And don't forget to like our Facebook page. We really got to bring up our numbers on our Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
Conti and Kenny, Twitter accounts.
Just real quick, we got to bring up the Americans that fucking stopped a terrorist attack on a France train.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, going into Belgium. What happens? They fucking, couple of servicemen hear this guy locking and loading his fucking AK-47 in the bathroom of a train, and they say, let's fucking roll.
Yep.
And they stopped a fucking massacre. Americans. Bailing out France again, you frog-eating fachetigots.
Don't forget to...
French fucks.
Follow us on Twitter.
We've been riding our coattails for fucking 100 years.
At CNK Show.
Get some balls, you French-eating fucks, you baguette-ing. You're stupid. Every time they fucking come home from a grocery store, all it is a brown bag with a fucking loaf of bread and some kale hanging out the top. No cereal. There's no fucking oodles and noodles or anything like that. All you see is a baguette and some fucking greenery, you French fucks.
Greenery. Mr. Nelson says, guess Jared Fogle didn't have a fall guy. I agree 100%. Let's see. And our our Twitter account.
Sandwich munching, kid touching fuck. Big Scott's Will. Sounds like me.
Yeah, don't forget, follow us on Twitter, at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is Kenny, at Kenny Michaels 5. And also subscribe to our YouTube page, Conti and Kenny. We got about 12 or 13 videos, and we're trying to, you know, keep that going and get more and more videos up. Who else can we chat? Can we thank in the chat room? Batman in the chat. Domino in the chat.
Cousin Joe.
Cousin Joe, of course.
The Chrome
in the chat. Cousin Joe does his show on More Like Radio at 7 o'clock on Thursday nights. Thank you, Joe. Mr. Nelson, of course. White Ass Brent. I didn't see him tonight, but we usually have... Roy Black on crack.
Yeah, he was in a Colorado Dickhead.
Of course.
Roy Black was in the chat earlier.
Yeah.
And, yeah, these French fucks, there's this news story coming out that the people that worked on the train were like, oh, my God, all right, they didn't do shit.
You really?
Fucking jerk-offs.
So it took an American to save
them. It took an American to fucking say. And you know what? It took an American to hear, that's a fucking gun clicking. And you know what? They didn't run. They said, let's get this motherfucker. And one got shot in the fucking neck. You know? They got beat up and shot in the neck.
Yeah.
And these fucking heroes. They got the French, what's his name? Prime Minister, whatever, their president, or holy whatever the fuck they have in France. I don't even know.
Oh,
head top chef, whatever the fuck you have in France, you facha guts. Gave them the top honor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, they gave them the top honor. Yeah, yeah. So kudos to that, but go fuck yourselves.
All right. Let's get out of here. Thank you, everyone. We love you. We appreciate it. And,
America.
America.
100% pure beef studded beer drinking America.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's get out of here. All right, and the way
we fucking chew up terrorists and fucking shit out nails, America.
All right, let's sign off the way we always sign off.
Yes.
By quoting our pal, the late, great Otto Peterson from the team of Otto and George, the best ventriloquist act ever. We miss him dearly.
Miss you, pal.
And we like to quote him by saying, take care.
See you next week.